This message is based on a question that I can't help but keep asking myself. I mean, it keeps haunting my heart so much that I can't see myself to stop asking this question until I get an answer to it. An answer that is not shaking. An answer that is straightforward, and I'm so sure in my heart that that's the right answer. Keep asking myself, am I ready? Am I really ready to face death, to keep living in Christ? You know, it's very sweet. It's very sweet. It's a wonderful thing to call ourselves Christians. You know, we give our lives to Christ, or we say we give our lives to Christ. We become born again. We answer the altar call. We do all sort of things like that. And we adopt the name called Christians. And we claim to start living a new life. But I can't stop asking myself this question. What does it really mean to be a Christian? What does it mean? What does it mean to give my life to Christ? Or rather, what does it mean to have the life of Christ in me? Do I really cherish this life? Can I really do anything whatsoever it is, to keep living this life that I have found? It's so easy to keep deceiving ourselves. But let all men be lies and let God be true. Let God be true. The Bible repeatedly said it in the book of Matthew, in the book of Mark, in the book of Luke. It says, he who tries to gain his life will lose it. And he who does what? He who loses his life for my sake and the sake of my gospel will gain it. He will gain it. And you know, I keep pondering on this. I keep pondering on it. Am I really ready? Am I really ready to lose my life in order to keep living in Christ? Am I ready to face death to keep the life that I have in Christ? You know, I've come to a point that I cherish this life so much, and it's like a treasure in my hands. But sometimes I get scared that if I get to the point in which I have to choose in a delicate situation to keep living this life, what would I do? What would I do? Looking at the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Looking at their lives, you know, they found themselves in a town that the king actually made an image of God. And the pastor decreed that everyone, every single person that lived in that town must bow to this image of God at the sound of the flute. But what did these three Jews, what did they do? They refused They refuse to bow. And the real issue is that these things, they seem normal to us nowadays. They seem very, very normal to us. We are not ready to go to the extreme of identifying ourselves with Christ. You know, these three Jews, they could have bowed to this God, to this image of gold, just like every other person did. It could have passed as a normal thing for them to do, but no, they did not. They looked at the situation with deeper eyes, with a spiritual eyes. They looked at it from the spirit realm, and they were not ready. They were not ready to take the life that they now have in Christ for granted. So they refused to bow to this God. And it did not stop there. They did not just refuse to bow to this God. They knew that it had consequences. They knew that it had consequences. But what did they do? This was their reply, even when the king confronted them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, and they said, I'm reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 16. Now, you can find this, the full story, actually, in the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Now, in verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God who will save is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. You can imagine. This was their response. It was not just by mouth, though. It was not just by mouth. These people, they were looking at the reality of their death in front of them, and they were ready to face it. They were ready to face it. To the extent that they were confronting the king, and they told him that we will not bow to this God, even if we know that you are going to throw us into this blazing furnace. We trust in our God, and we know that he will save us. And even if the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the El Shaddai, the one that doeth whatever he wants to do at any time he wants to do it, even if it does not come to our rescue, we will still not bow to this God. You know, it takes the Spirit of God. It takes the Spirit of God that is in us. It takes the Spirit of God. This life has so much come to reality in their lives that they were not ready to lose it for any trivial thing. They were not ready to lose it. So they had the reality of this life in Christ, and they were ready to lose their own lives in order to keep having this life in Christ. And this is what the Bible means when it tells us that when we lose our lives for his sake, we will gain it. Because the life we now live is in who? Christ Jesus. And that is